40 years ago today, the Northern Ireland government introduced Operation Demetrius, otherwise known as internment. More than 300 people were rounded up and imprisoned without trial in what proved to be a disastrous attempt to contain the violence of the Troubles. Chris Page has been looking at the impact of internment. His report begins with Jim Auld.
I was arrested at 3:30 in the morning on internment morning. I was on my way home after being at a party, and a number of soldiers came out of my mother's house, surrounded me, and took me onto the Falls Road, where I was put into the back of an army jeep. We were taken over to Girdwood Barracks, and I was brought along a corridor where I was continually beaten.
Jim Auld was the first of 342 people who were interned on the 9th of August 1971. There was fierce rioting in response. 25 people died in 4 days. Whole districts were left in ruins. Thousands of people moved out of their houses, as reported by the BBC's John Humphreys.
All over this city today, whole families are abandoning their homes, some of them leaving behind their furniture and personal possessions in their haste to go.
But the head of the Stormont government, Unionist Prime Minister Brian Faulkner, believed internment would eventually stop the violence. He thought imprisoning suspects without charge would dismantle paramilitary organisations.
This is not action taken against any responsible and law-abiding section of the community. Its benefits should be felt, not least in those places where violent men have exercised a certain sway by threat and intimidation.
The policy had a flaw which became apparent quite quickly. 104 people who were interned in the initial raids were released within 48 hours. It became clear that a significant number of internees were not in paramilitary groups. Paddy Joe McLean was a teacher from County Tyrone.
I was not, never was involved in the IRA or what's broadly known as the Republican Movement. I did eventually become chairman of the Civil Rights Association. And prior to internment, I had been on platforms in all the counties in Northern Ireland speaking against violence. I'm inclined to the view that when internment was decided upon, the government forces decided that all protesters should be picked up.